Are you dreading something right now? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Growing up, my parents always used to say the same thing. My dad would say, "Nat, you know what? We spent a lot of time worrying about things that never came to be." And what he was trying to tell me was that I would build up this, you know, sense of dread, sense of fear in these scary situations or even simple situations, and I would get so caught up in those that I'd be overwhelmed. And most of the time, the things I was so nervous about wouldn't even happen. But that doesn't always make it easier, knowing that the worst case doesn't always happen, because sometimes it does. So how do we handle it? Well, that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called Open Heart Surgery by Kristen Merrill. My husband lies in his hospital bed, asleep. He is recovering from open heart surgery. He needed a new valve, but first they had to break into the rib cage that protects his heart. My husband wasn't too excited about that part, but he knew if he wanted his heart to work better, he'd have to face the thing he dreaded. So he did. But first, he talked with a young friend of ours who was born with valve disease. She has faced this same surgery twice. Our friend's life is marked with a beautiful trust in God. She knows that her father will meet her in the hard and scary places, and she trusts him for every day she is alive. When my husband shared his reluctance to face open heart surgery, she was a fountain of encouragement. She said, "Oh, you'll be asleep for that part." He pondered her words, and he realized how utterly safe he'd be in the Savior's nail-scarred hands, even as they picked up the saw and did what needed to be done. There was no need to worry. When we are consumed by worry about a hard thing ahead, our suffering just gets worse. It's better by far to trust our lives to the one who holds us in his hands of loving kindness. Turns out, our friend was right. While my husband was blissfully asleep, the surgeon did the work. Likewise, when we didn't know anything while we were yet unborn, Christ died for us. We didn't have to face the punishment that sinners deserve. He did the work for us. Jesus went before us and provided the way for a relationship with him. And relationship with God is everything. It's the way we face hard, scary times, hand in hand with him, into the darkness and into the day. We can trust him with everything. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Is there something that you are dreading just around the corner? You don't have to be afraid to turn that corner. Remember that our mighty and loving God is right by your side. Consider taking some time to talk to him about whatever is ahead of you. Do you have any favorite Bible verses or passages that you can take with you as you walk forward? Consider choosing one to memorize. It will serve you well your whole life through. Because Jesus died and rose again, we can be forgiven and brought near to God. If we've put our trust in Jesus, we can know that nothing can separate us from his love, and we can look forward to spending eternity with him in renewed creation. If you want to know more about this, check out the Know Jesus tab on unlocked.org. As you and I can read in Psalm 4:8, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Isaiah 26, verses 3 through 4, Matthew 28, verse 20, and Romans 8, verses 35 through 39 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Has the Lord brought you through something recently, something maybe you dreaded? Well, we want to hear that testimony. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us and share your story. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called A Little Fire with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.